Today's agenda is displayed. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for today's call, which is Diversity Meeting 32, 25th January 2018 at 13 UTC. We will start with a roll call. And anyone who has dialed in and has not given their name, kindly do so. Staff, kindly confirm once you have completed the roll call.
I think we're good to go, Fiona.
Thank you, Bernard. We can proceed. So our agenda for
this is
today...
Sebastian, I have my telephone.
Sorry, I missed that.
This is Sebastian Bachelet. I am using my phone today.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. Anyone else on the call who has not yet identified themselves? Okay, now we move on. Bernard, kindly put up the revised staff summary comment, the document you circulated. We shall continue. Yes, Bernard.
There is one minor modification to the document I circulated. I have now included row numbers under the second column. So you will notice that we have 1102, 103, just to make it easier for everyone to follow. This seems to have to work well in all the other groups, because depending on which format you use, page numbers can change. This way, we have unique row numbers. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Bernard, for clarifying that. And I hope that we have all had an opportunity to go through their respective recommendations and the input from the comments on the recommendations, because as agreed during our last call, we agreed to start off this meeting with a review of the comments on the recommendations first, then proceed to all the other issues that had been raised. Bernard, your hand is up. Thank you. So then we can proceed. With comments regarding recommendations on defining the seven key elements of diversity. And the first comment is from the GNSO IPC constituency. The IPC notes its support for recommendation one, enhancing diversity through each of the seven key elements discussed in the draft is essential to the success of ICANN, so they are in support of the seven key elements. Comment two, still on the same, from the GNSO NCSG, and their comment is that the NCSG affirms the seven key elements of diversity as identified by the subgroup as being the baseline for all diversity considerations within ICANN. However, we would like to be clear that this is the baseline and not the exhaustive list, and with the passage of time, there should be a clear mechanism to place in place to extend, modify, and update these set of criteria. Indeed, it is far from apparent that this list is even adequate today, with obvious elements of diversity absent, for instance, sexual orientation, ideology, or religion. To update the criteria, the self-identification of communities could be contemplated. Self-identification allows one to identify a need to diversify the community based on an element not listed in the baseline. And such aspects, which could be temporary or strategic, for instance, refugees, indigenous people, among others. Further discussion is required on how we can ensure that the common framework for diversity is one which remains fit for purpose, in order to ensure that the attributes of language identified by the subgroup are key elements of diversity. It is represented within ICANN. We encourage the use of translation and interpretation into the UN languages as much as possible. At present, this happens consistently for the GAC and ELAC meetings, the public forum, and some board meetings. However, there is a need for translation and interpretation in other meetings as well. That there is not currently a perceived need for these services is more a reflection on a lack of diversity than a sign that there is no need at all for language assistance. Any comments on that? Comments? Any views on that? The position presented by the GNSO and CSG.
Because this is Sébastien. I would like to take the floor. Sébastien would like to speak.
Please proceed, Sébastien.
Yes, thank you very much. Sébastien speaking. I think it's a very important element in this comment from the GNSO, but this is contradicting the last proposition made by the staff. So we have to see how in the CCWG framework we can take that into account. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sébastien. Any other comments? I think on the whole, we had quite an extensive discussion on the language and the issues of translation and interpretation, and we are encouraging ICANN to accommodate them as much as possible. And I sort of feel that we have not... the fact that the different SEs and SOs have not, may not have asked, in some cases they've not asked for the translation, does not necessarily mean that they don't need or there is perceived a lack of need for the translation. So I sort of personally think that it would be important for it to be really clarified whether there have been groups that have asked for the translation and have been told no, it's not needed, or from staff, what has been, maybe if staff could check and just advise on this comment, what happens when a group that has not normally had translation, asked for translation, how fast can that be addressed? Because I think since the advent of the discussion on diversity, ICANN has been trying to make a lot of adjustments as we've been moving along to accommodate especially in issues of language diversity and the request for that. Has that changed significantly, Bernard?
I don't know if it's changed significantly. I think it's probably the language services is equipped to provide a variety of services quite quickly. I think the key questions, unfortunately, remains a budget thing. So if within a budget an SO or AC provides or requests translation and uses its funding to do that, then it can be provided quite easily.
Okay. Thank you very much for that clarification. So I think Julie Hammer can see your hand up. Please, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Fiona. Yes, I just wanted to make a general remark on issues such as language that have been mentioned in a couple of different groups. It's a particular element of diversity that we had identified, but all of our recommendations are all general recommendations about the whole set of diversity elements. And while we have made comments about supporting, greater support for language and translation services with as best I can, is able within its budget, my comment would be that is the appropriate way to express our views on that. That is, as a comment within our text, which we have done, but I don't think we should start singling out particular elements of diversity for individual recommendations. I think the way we've framed our recommendations, all about being the set, and we have said that it's not an exhaustive set, so we've covered off some of those comments. I think that we should stick to that. So while we might note and not necessarily disagree with what has been said, I'm not sure that we need to, in this particular instance or in any other similar instances, alter our report and introduce new specific recommendations. Thank you, Fiona.
Thank you very much, Julie, and I can see Cheryl agrees with you. Rafiq?
Okay, thanks. Maybe being familiar with this, the comment, maybe I can add more or elaborate. I guess the focus is not just about the language in itself. Maybe here it's emphasizing that maybe there needs more term of translation and interpretation that's existing, but I guess it's to expand it to all SO and ACs. I think it emphasizes maybe in the report, we can add more to that and regarding providing the resources to support that. But I think the main element in this comment is about the self-identification. I think some express concern that even we try to do our best to list the 7 key elements of diversity, it's possible that it's not exhaustive, and to maybe provide kind of mechanism that we can add more in the future I'm not going to say to be more granular, but it's in the way that people can self-identify other aspects they see in important. So I'm not sure how we can handle that in our recommendation, but it's something that people felt that it should be added in the way to show that diversity is diverse. I mean, either the elements of diversity are diverse themselves. So I think that was important just to highlight.
Okay. Thank you very much for that I believe that one of our other recommendations was to allow groups to also identify areas of diversity that were important to them. And so within that, I think we do capture the ability to accommodate other elements of diversity that we may not have factored in. And the issue of self-identification then becomes a question of when and where that is required within the ICANN processes. So then it's something to note, so that as different documents are provided, there's also room for self-identification, because our recommendation too does allow for diversity elements from other, from the SOs and SEs to be considered. And eventually when reviewing the reporting on diversity and the results, diversity as identified by the different SOs and SEs. We move on to the next comment. Next is from the GNSO Registry Stakeholder Group. They also talked about the of language within recommendation one, seems to imply, to point at formal acceptance of key elements of diversity by the different SEs, SOs, and groups. The registry stakeholder group suggests amending the language in the line with the other recommendations to the different SEs, SOs, and groups should agree. Okay, that's not so clear. Is there something missing? Rafiq, your hand is still up. Julie?
Thanks, Fiona. What I think we have missing here is the word should. All of the other recommendations, we say each SOAC group should identify, should undertake, should use, but in recommendation one, we just said SOAC group agree that the following seven key elements. So they're suggesting we put in the word should, and I think that's a good suggestion, and we should do that.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I actually hadn't understood that statement that way, but now that you've explained it, it's very clear. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. The next comment?
So I propose that the group accept that and we make that to our report, Fiona.
Thank you. Anyone opposed to us making that adjustment? I see there are those that agree, so we will accommodate the adjustment proposed by the Registry Stakeholders Group. The next comment is a comment in agreement from the Government of France.
Fiona.
Yes.
For the transcript, it makes it a lot easier for tracking things if you read the row number before starting on a comment, please.
Sorry?
Could you please read the row number before starting on the comment? 1.03, 1.04, etc. It makes it a lot easier for tracking in the transcript.
Okay, because I'm actually reading it from the beginning, and starting with the group that has provided the commenter, then the roll number. Okay. I seem not to have control of the document on Adobe. Yeah. So the next comment was from the government of France. 1.04 recommendation on defining the seven key elements of diversity. And it is in support of what we had provided, unless someone has something to add. Or is opposed, or any comment, then I suggest we move on. I'd like to pay more attention to comments that do not fully support or are in disagreement. The dark green fully supports our position, so I would like to move on. Comment 1.05, still on defining the seven key elements, from the government of India. And it reads, recommendations number 1 and 2, although it has been stated that SOs, SCs and groups agree that the seven elements of diversity can be used as a common starting point for all diversity considerations within ICANN, the following aspects or dimensions may also additionally be taken into account. Race, ethnicity. It is imperative to ensure diversity in SOs, SCs, and groups. While speaking of diversity, the importance of geographic diversity cannot be overstated. Therefore, it is strongly recommended that geographies, countries where the largest number of internet users come from, should be provided with voting rights and membership proportionate to the legions of internet users they seek to represent. Furthermore, each SO and SC must ensure equitable representation from each geography in proportion to the number of internet users that they represent. In brackets, long response, please see document for complete text. That is a comment from staff that has been put in brackets. But the summary of the long comment is what has been presented in the spreadsheet. Cheryl, I can see your hand is up. Please share your views.
Thank you, Fiona. Cheryl Willingdon, All for the Record. And this aspect that the government of India has brought up in terms of desirability for some form of proportionality is, in my view, fraught with danger, very difficult, if not nigh impossible, to successfully implement. Is in fact an ideal method if one wished to try and implement it, and I do not agree that it ought to be attempted, certainly not in a model such as a multi-stakeholder model of ICANN. That would be the antithesis of the benefits of diversity for any form of minority and minority representation. And in my view would be, should we see any reason to go with what I think is a fantastical folly, would be a great way of ensuring that the complexity of the thing is so much administratively laden and subject to debate and discussion, that there would be no opportunity for any of the other key elements beyond geography, race and ethnicity to be dealt with. I think we note this courteously and we ignore it. It is inappropriate to try and put proportionality into a multi-stakeholder model which seeks to allow a greater ability for minority and emerging voice to be fairly and reasonably represented. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. I couldn't have put that any better. I will ask Rafiq to take the floor. Rafiq, you are next.
Thanks, Fiona. Yes, sorry. So thanks, Fiona, and thanks, Cheryl, for the comment. I do support that. So the concern here is that it's a problem of fairness. I mean, if we give, like, we start thinking that some groups are more important than others just by a matter of number, it's not fair anymore. And we kind of create imbalance in the multi-stakeholder model that we are trying to defend here. I may be biased because I'm coming from kind of, let's say, a small country in terms of population. We are just 12 million and probably less in terms of users. So it means that we cannot be represented. And as Cheryl explained, it's kind of, it will be denial for minority to be represented. So it will kind of be the dictatorship of majority, just if you have a great number that you should be represented by for that reason only. So I think we cannot really accept this because it's the emphasis of the diversity in fact. We are trying by the different elements to ensure that we have different groups represented and to bring with that the I cannot find the other synonym for diversity, but to bring the different point of view or interest and so on. But if we go to give more weight to just number, that will defeat any element of diversity that we are trying to define here. So.
Thank you, Rafiq, for that. Renata?
Hi, Renata here. Yes, I agree with both Cheryl and Rafiq on the issue of region and representation. I think it's not the proportionality aspect of it. It's not about, for example, India itself is one of, or China, the largest populated countries in Asia. Doesn't mean that, for example, smaller countries in Asia shouldn't be represented. But I also see another side to this, which is the importance of stating underrepresented regions and the rural areas. So I think a simple solution to this is, for instance, collecting cities information. So if you see the representation in Brazil has on international organizations, if you find out data from where the people come from, you will find out that most of the people come from Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo, which are the largest cities. So the greatest majority of Brazil is not represented. So there are some situations where you want to know where are these representatives from, and who are they for? But I would come back to the point of levels of identification for different purposes. So this is a strategic purpose. When you want to find out if the whole country is represented, due to, for example, discussing rural regions, then you could collect this kind of data.
Thank you very much, Renata. You bring in a very interesting aspect to it all. Sebastian?
Thank you very much. Sebastian Bachelet on the taking the floor. I was very interested in what I heard earlier, and I want to make sure that we understand what is under the comment of the government of India. Maybe they could participate, the government of India, to our next phone conference, and we know more about their comments. I think that the issue of diversity, if we want to be fully diverse, all the nations of the world should participate. It's just not possible. We need a representation of people, and that is why it is so important to implement what the working group is proposing as elements of diversity. This is the end of the process? No, we're not finished. That is why certain members of the group are not in agreement. Maybe an observatory of diversity is needed in the future. Let's put that aside and say that it's very important to understand that what we do now is just one step, a couple of steps. This is not the end of the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Cheryl, your hand is up.
Thank you, Fiona. Cheryl, for the record, yes, it is up again. I put up a red X while Sebastian was proposing looking at this particular comment from the Indian government in excruciating and gory detail, with them as a focal point in a future meeting, because we just don't have time for this and to do that. It would also not be a way of treating any of all of the comments equitably. One dissenting voice, even if it does come from the government of India, suggesting that we make a radical change to some of our recommendations. I don't think that we, even if it was desirable, and I don't believe it is actually desirable from an equity point of view, but we simply would not be able to make our deadlines. It would be impossible. As it is, I currently fear for the progress we're making in the way we're working through this, that we will make any of our deadlines anyway. And, of course, what happens if we don't make our deadlines in terms of having any changes of recommendations fully discussed, consensus about that made, and the final text ready to go into the final report, then none of our recommendations would be making it into our final report. And I think that would be a very sad and disappointing thing. So I'm keen to recognise when there is yellow and red and see whether or not we, by brief discussion, we need to make any changes in our consensus view to any of our recommendations when there is yellow and red. But I think we need to pick up the pace, and we certainly don't have the time or the luxury of kowtowing to any of the commenters from wherever they come. So even if it was desirable to do it, we certainly couldn't do that. But we do need to pick up the pace, I'm afraid, as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, for putting that out there very clearly. And initially, my idea was to pick the red and the yellow. Then I realized some of the green, the light green, has got some issues that may not be quite agreeable. So, and if it would help substantially if everybody has read through the comments. So as we come to the comments, then I don't need to read through it again. It should help. We just get into a discussion and you raise hands up if anyone has an issue with a comment, and that can help us move significantly.
But at the end of every conversation on each recommendation, I want us to agree on whether we are changing that recommendation or not. Then we first deal with that, and once we are done with which recommendations we change, which ones do not change, we will revisit the issue of responses to all the comments later, so that then we will be dealing with all the comments at the same in the same manner and equally for all the participants who have responded. Is there anyone opposed to that approach? Okay, there have been none. I'd love to continue, but my Adobe does not show me the comments anymore. And the document I have doesn't have them numbered, so you'll bear with me. Still on the issue of recommendation one, defining the seven key elements of diversity. It reads as global organization. Sorry, this the document I have is not numbered, Bernard, so you'll bear with me.
It's from ICANN, and it's number 106.
Thank you. So, 1.06, the ICANN board says that as a global organization, diversity is extremely important to the ICANN board and ICANN organization, and as such, we support these recommendations as written. However, with regard to this recommendation, it is important to note the following elements specific to the board and ICANN organization. Why is this light green? Because I think it is in support.
I believe we tagged it light green because of the however.
Okay, thank you. But I think it is in support because they are just trying to emphasize. The however in this case is to emphasize the importance of the elements we have listed to the board and ICANN. They acknowledge that they are important, so I don't think that meant that there's a disagreement. So I'll move on, unless there's a comment on that. Okay, so I move on to the next comment, 1.07,
yes.
Yes? So
107.
Thank you. And this is from INTA, who supports the CCWG accountability workstream 2 recommendations that diversity should be defined using key elements employed as a common starting point for all diversity considerations within ICANN. And currently, the seven elements as identified in the draft diversity report are geographical, regional representation, language, gender, age, physical disability, diverse skills, and stakeholder groups or constituency. While INTA supports the concept of identifying key elements, the elements themselves appear to exclude certain factors that should be considered. Specifically, INTA notes the exclusion of ethnicity, race, or national origin, minorities, as applied to a particular geographic area or region, and underrepresented groups. For example, there may be certain people in a country, for example, New Zealand, who are considered underrepresented in that country based on their race or ethnicity. However, the factors are set forth in the draft diversity report, such persons would not be considered as diverse under the definition of diversity as they would not fit within the 7 enumerated categories. Any comments on that? Yes, Julie?
Julie, if you're speaking.
Hello, Julie. We can't hear you.
Thanks, Fiona. I think this is another example of where we have on, we've got it covered.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we have heard you. For those who didn't hear,
right.
Julie has stated that this is another example of a comment with examples that are covered. So there is no issue that we need to address. So then we move on. I will skip 1.08. Sorry, that's 1.08 takes us to a different set of recommendations. So when you look at those comments that have come through on recommendation 1 of our report, our recommendation 1, we've agreed that it will have an adjustment of should. And so, reading it, we'll now read recommendation 1. SOs, SCs, and groups should agree that the following 7 elements of diversity should be addressed as a common starting point for all diversity considerations within ICANN. We have listed geographic, regional representation, language, gender, age, physical disability, diverse skills, stakeholder group or constituency, and we are in agreement that we will proceed with those. We do recognize the input of from the comments of elements that have been left out. In our previous calls, we did have a conversation on the elements. We discussed some of those that have been mentioned, such as sexual orientation, such as ethnicity, minority groups. We did look into all that, and we did figure out that these 7 would be the our best starting point on the elements of diversity. If anyone strongly feels that we need to accommodate other elements of diversity, I would like to give you an opportunity to share your views. If we are in agreement that the 7 are a good starting point and therefore the recommendation can stay as is, we're going to have maybe another 2 readings and discussions on this, but this is going to be our first opportunity to say, for now, that recommendation is okay. If anyone is opposed to us leaving the recommendation as it is, please let us know. anyone opposed to us changing the recommendation, to us leaving the recommendation as is. That means we are not going to change it. We are leaving it as is. Anyone opposed to that? The only thing we are going to add in is the should. Yes, Bernard, we will put in should agree, and that is why I read it, should agree. I reread it adding in the should agree. So I think for now this recommendation passes. It remains as is. We've got about 12 minutes to the end of our call. Let's see if we can look at the next set of comments on recommendation 2. Focusing mainly on the comments in what the contentious issues in the light green that are not totally in agreement, and then the red and the yellow. So that puts us to 1.09, because 1.08 is in agreement. So 1.09 from the GNSO NCSG, SOSC identification of elements of diversity, where they say across the community, every SO and SE should be committed to upholding ICANN's diversity principles and associated policies and practices. Accordingly, it is our strongly held view that all SOs and SEs must address all of the identified key elements of diversity. There is no justifiable reason for a charter to consider some criteria, but not others. What did our recommendation 2 read? It read, each SO, SE, or group should identify which elements of diversity are mandated in their charters or ICANN bylaws and any other elements that are relevant and applicable to each of its levels, including leadership, diversity criteria, and publish the results of the exercise on the official website. So while the NCSG agrees that the groups must consider elements of diversity, they insist that these should be the elements of diversity that we have identified as key elements. So those must be considered, and then others can be added. Or is my English interpretation wrong? Bernard, Renata is also not seeing on the screen the comments. And so if then, Julie, I can see your hand is up and Cheryl's hand is up. Julie first.
Thanks, Fiona. While I agree that each SO and AC should address all of the identified elements of diversity and may indeed address additional ones, that doesn't necessarily mean that they decree them all to be relevant to their groups. We have acknowledged that we have very different groups all across ICANN. We need to recognise the diversity of the constituencies and the groups that exist and accommodate that. So if this is saying that every, and that's what I think they're trying to say, that every element of diversity is relevant to every SO and AC, I don't agree with that. And I think the way we have framed it is the correct way to deal with it. So I recommend no change to what we have.
Thank you very much, Julie.
Thank you.
Cheryl?
Thanks, Fiona. Show off the record. Look, I agree absolutely with Julie here. I think we need to again thank them very much in our response to this input. We thank them for their thoughtful concern and consideration on this, and note that we, however, are not changing our carefully designed recommendation on our aspects of diversity for consideration by as desirable by all of the SOs and ACs, because what is being suggested here in this comment is in fact some form of ability to compel. And if we go down that pathway, it's going to have all sorts of consequences and I suspect outright rejection of things that are highly desirable and that of course some parts of ICANN will be better equipped to follow than others. So I see, thanks for your comment, but we looked at this in great detail and we're not changing our recommendations. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Any other comments on that? There have been none. I would like to quickly move to the next recommendation, and if staff can allow us about 10 more minutes and everyone on the call just another 10 minutes to look at a couple of the next recommendations, comments that are a bit, they're not too complicated. 1.10 from the GNSO Registry Stakeholder Group, which basically...
Sorry, Fiona, we're at 203 now. Thanks.
Sorry. Yes, 203. Thank you, Bernard. 203, in which the Registry Stakeholder Group of the GNSO is asking us to it would be ideal to specify timelines or propose that or a process that defines timelines for SEs and SOs groups to complete initial assessments, create baselines, and then publish the results on the official website before the data could be used further. I think what they're proposing is relevant. I see Julie's hand is up. Julie?
Thanks, Fiona. Julie Hammer speaking. I think that we shouldn't do that. That is an implementation issue, and I think if these recommendations are accepted by the SOs and ACs, then we start thinking about implementation timelines and processes and so on. The transparency subgroup the SOAC accountability subgroup had a great many recommendations that similarly impacted SOs and ACs. There were no timelines specified there, so I don't think we should go there either. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Julie, for that. And it's nice to know that there's another group also that has got somewhat similar recommendations that require timelines, and they've been able to work around it. So we will be careful not to get into implementation issues. Then we will skip. There have been other comments. We will skip 2.04 and move on to 2.05, which is from the Indian government, and it looks similar to what they had on earlier. Although it has been stated that SOs groups agree that the seven elements of diversity can be used as a common starting point for all diversity considerations within ICANN, the following aspects or dimensions may also be additionally taken into account: race and ethnicity.
it is imperative to ensure diversity in the SOs, SCs, and groups. While speaking of diversity, the importance of geographic diversity cannot be overstated, and therefore it is strongly recommended that geographies, countries with the largest numbers of internet users come from should be provided with voting rights. It's exactly the same comments, and I propose that we deal with it in the same manner as the previous comment, because we cannot force the SCs and SOs to address issues of race and ethnicity and to align themselves according to populations when we don't exactly have numbers of all those populations, as Renata had mentioned earlier. So my suggestion, unless someone is strongly opposed to it, I'm suggesting that we move on to 2.06. Which is in yellow. And the summary comment from the staff has been presented as follows. The ICANN board presents three main concerns with this recommendation, recommendation two. Although it fully supports diversity of board, it is very limited as to what it can do to improve diversity beyond what is included in the bylaws with respect to these. Although it fully supports diversity of staff, it is significantly constrained as to what it can do to improve diversity in this area by employment law in the various countries where it operates. As noted in the privacy concern, ICANN may be significantly constrained as to what information it can collect and keep with respect to diversity by various privacy laws. Any comments on that? Cheryl, I've seen your comments. Okay. Any other comments on that? I see none. So the last comment on recommendation two is 2.07 from INTA, and it is in agreement. Having gone through those comments, do we need to change our recommendation two, which reads each SO SEO group should identify which elements of diversity are mandated in their charters or ICANN bylaws and any other elements that are relevant and applicable to each of its levels, including leadership, diversity criteria, and publish the results of the exercise on the official website. Do we need to change that recommendation? Any comments? There being none, this is the first read. I assume no changes are required to recommendation two. With that, and looking at our time, I'd like to just take this opportunity to thank you for being on the call, because if we get into the next discussion, I will not be able to make use of the additional time I'd requested from staff. So next call, we shall continue from recommendation three. And so unless there is anyone has any other business, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your participation. Thanks for your comments, your feedback. Please read the comments because you're going to emphasize on the reds, the yellows, and the light greens. And I hope that you will all be able to participate in the next level of the discussion, which is the next call. Thank you very much. And bye.